State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's time the realest and rawest conversations go down on Big Facts Friday.
Live from iHeart Studios, yours truly DJ Scream alongside Big Bank, Baby J, Shot Jones, Big Homie Kodak. Big Facts Friday. It's time. What's up,
gang?
Everybody?
Hello.
Everybody
what's up,
good?
Gang-a-lang? What's the deal?
The first thing we got to address is, I would ask if everybody's okay, but clearly Shot and Kodak ain't okay because they drinking Hennessy.
Wait, yeah, I am pleading that's the Hennessy? Fifth? I am pleading the
Hand
fifth.
Out. What's in there?
That's Hennessy.
Because one of us is telling the truth.
You can tell by your eyes you're drinking Hennessy.
No, this is Coca-Cola. Right.
No, you know how I could tell? Because this bottle had a lot more in it before I left it in there.
Okay, next subject.
Y'all all right, though? Everything cool?
I'm amazing,
like,
man.
Y'all come to Big Fest Friday.
This is crazy,
y'all
bro.
Y'all can talk like, to us. Like, that's why we're here. Don't even worry about the word. Y'all can talk to us.
We was drinking it together.
Just forget the
oh, my God. No, we weren't. I'm stressed as being a mom, and okay. Yak had the
see,
Hennessy.
We need to talk about this.
So
what is stressing you out?
Vent to us.
You want me to vent to you guys?
Yeah.
You said y'all was doing what together? Let me find out.
We weren't doing anything together at all. I came in stressed.
So y'all ain't fucking?
At not even a little bit.
You know what cures up stress?
Fucking?
We weren't fucking each other, though.
Thank you, Kat. But anywho,
okay.
I was stressed being a mom because I had so much to do. Then I had to go pick up Chance. She had tutoring today, and then she's just starting basketball tomorrow, so I had to go try to find her some basketball shoes. Nike on Ponce didn't have kids section. Then I had to rush and get her in the rain.
Come here and do homework. You know the crazy thing? Everybody's going to disagree, and this starts the debate. I think sometimes men handle stress a little better than women.
Because y'all don't
some
have
bullshit.
Me and Bae might have a lot going on. We chilling.
But y'all don't have
The same type of stress alone. Both of you guys have wives.
Now y'all saying that.
But
y'all
both of you guys have wives, correct?
It's more significant than
because y'all wives
even more stress.
No, but your wife help you with your day to day stress. Yes.
If you helping and stressing, it kind of cancel out.
But being hands on with a child is a different type of stress.
I'm hands on too.
Get the baby by yourself for a whole week. Nobody help.
I can do it.
And you going to come in here or you going to be like, you know what?
Big facts off for this week. Fuck big facts this week. Facts. Let's change the schedule.
My closest friend, my worst enemy.
I wouldn't even try to do that.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot.
Yeah. But it's
and then I still come here and I have to be my same self. Sometimes it's just like, oh, yeah, I had to drink right there. Let me just eat a little bit.
So the, she told us her reason. What's your excuse?
He just a thought. He just
going. Friday.
Oh, it's
actually not.
It is Friday. Yes, it is.
You're Big Facts Friday.
Yes, you're high.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jay
high too. Give us a word.
Okay, so the word birds is acquiesce. And the textbook definition of acquiesce is to accept something reluctantly but without protest.
Mm. Is that settling? What we get? Like settling for less? Because you don't want it, but you accept it. Or is it just being grateful?
No, it's not being grateful. It'll be closer to settling than grateful. It is definitely settling.
Like, okay. Here you go. We'll accept it.
Fuck it, I'll drink it. That's acquiescing.
You settled.
Whereas if she, the other option was her saying, fuck that.
Sorry.
I'll get my own cup. And I'm gonna get my own.
That shit is strong as fuck. You that shit reeks.
Oh, that's a Coca-Cola.
Gosh. Like you when you drink Hennessy, Hennessy comes out of your pores,
Bank,
bro.
Tell it's, them now to he can smell it. Out, Devos.
Now he can smell it.
Drink that shit.
I don't like
thaw me out.
When I drink Hennessy, Hennessy makes me turn into an animal.
You know, I haven't drank Hennessy since I conceived Chance. So
yeah, Hennessy makes you like the fuck.
Wait, that's
like,
how. You...
Yeah.
So what you about to do tonight?
Nothing. I'm about to go home and go to sleep.
Bro, y'all are making me really like suspect y'all of who? Something.
Of me and Yak?
Yes.
Not even on my horniest day.
Shit.
Mm-mm. Sorry. I love Yak.
My closest friend, my worst enemy.
You wouldn't acquiesce with Yak?
No.
There ain't no acquiesce. I'm a goddamn. All right.
No, I wouldn't. And it's just because of the way I view Yak. Like, we're family here.
Yes.
And you don't.
Shit.
Family.
We ain't blood.
Oh my God. I would never. Next. Go back to the definition. Yeah,
Let's get into the motherfucking
urban
definition. So the urban definition of acquiesce is when one partner constantly pesters the other for sex and the latter gives in to shut up the former, even though any spark of enjoyment has long since extinguished. Right. Which is, yeah. After dinner, bereft of any meaningful conversation, we headed into the bedroom for short, passionless, acquiesced sex and early sleep, silently facing away from each other and into the dark void of night.
Man,
that sounds terrible.
You don't even need to be with that person.
That sounds terrible. That sounds like some fucking 18th century
Shakespeare.
Yeah, like, oh God.
Or it sounds like a couple that's been married for like a very long time and she just don't want to do it, but she knows she has to.
So it's settling.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people settle in their relationships.
You could become acquiesced to your current life status or space or the space that you in.
Damn, like, that's sad.
That's
terrible.
That's sad as fuck.
But it happens though.
It happens.
It happens a lot. It happens often.
Yeah.
Is that like the people that just go with like the day to day routine? Like they know exactly what's gonna happen. Like wake up, go to work, come home, do this.
I think some people are in the routine.
It is,
I think
that though.
Yeah, but
you're
I'm saying
in the routine, you done accept it.
Yeah. Or even having sex with your partner, you know it's gonna start like this, then it's gonna go like this, then it's gonna go like this, and then we done.
Something like that.
Yeah, I feel like it's if you ever get into a point in life where you like, damn, this is it. Like, damn, beat people up.
That's what it is. Like, I got partners that be like, this is good as it's gonna get, and I'm like, damn, you don't want more? Like, this is good as it's gonna.
And some people okay with that, but that's what we're talking about, perspectives. Because you okay with living your life a certain way, don't mean it's gonna be the same for me.
Yeah. And just because he okay with it, don't mean he wrong.
He not wrong.
In fact, some of the people happy though. Some of them people is happy with
a lot of them.
One, two.
Yeah.
So, to each his own.
Yeah, to each his own, but still, I feel like a lot of people need just the encouragement because it take a lot to take that leap of faith if you are living your life in a certain safe way. Because
what? No, pass the call there. Keep going.
If you living your life in a safe way, like I know in my mom's generation, they was like, shit, you want a job with benefits that's something stable. Well, you know, I don't want to work that. Like, that's why I stopped teaching. Like, I ain't want to do that shit no more.
Nah, you stopped teaching because I coerced you into quitting your job. Keep it real.
Coerced? And them kids was beating your ass.
Is coerced the right word?
Coerced.
I'm from Cameroon.
Next Big Facts Friday.
Another random thought real quick, though. Have y'all
I got a good random thought for the day.
Kodak is healthier. He ain't sweating as much. Give him for Kodak. Nah, he's not sweating. Yeah. Kodak's the walk-in sweating in the middle of winter.
That nigga had the shakes last week. He must have went and got that shot in the ass.
What you off, Ozempic?
Nah. Monjaro.
It's the same shit?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not Monjaro, it's Manjaro.
As long as you know, queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the little...
Okay.
But nah, it's just lifestyle changes and shit. I don't... You know, I had the wings with twerk something earlier, but shit, I don't eat like that no more.
Good job.
I threw out a whole bag of fries and wings.
Okay. Womp womp womp.
New Yak, who this?
Yeah. I feel like it's a soda in there. It's a whole thing of Coke, and I'm like, you take the Coke. I don't drink Coke no more.
That's all right.
Like once you stop,
that's like, all right. That's
like,
good.
Yeah, like
you.
Once you stop trying to do that shit, like you don't even feel the urge. Mm-hmm. I don't even feel like I need Coke in my life. Mm.
Good job. You speak of Coca-Cola, right?
Nah, I'm scared of hard drugs.
Or that good old booger sugar.
I'm scared of that. It's too much. That shit be cut with other shit. Nah, hell no. Nah. Get that Finny Winnie.
That nope. Fenty Puma.
So do we know people in I guess of course we do, but like in our personal lives or that are acquiesce, and then like if people are in that state.
Well, I think we're using it in the wrong context. It's not that somebody is an acquiesce or
they do acquiesce.
They it's somebody
a it's a verb.
Yeah.
Okay.
To acquiesce is to acquiesce.
Okay.
Like
I acquiesce.
It doesn't really have another context like that.
Got you. I acquiesce, so I reluctantly accept this or that.
Yeah, like
acquiesce is like conceding.
So yes, how often do y'all acquiesce? Do y'all do it on a daily basis?
I used to do it a lot because I used to do it a lot with the people that I love for the sake of argument because I just didn't feel like arguing, but now I don't do it as much. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that I can not acquiesce and simultaneously not have to argue either about my decision. So that has made my life 10 trillion times better. Mm. So like, I don't have to settle, but I also don't have to go back and forth about why I'm not choosing to settle. Mm.
Like, can you acquiesce, like, in your personal life and decision that you make for yourself? Like, I feel like this morning I did that because I wanted to go to Starbucks to get, like, a lemon drop, but I didn't because I didn't have enough time. And I'm like, shit, I want to go, but I don't have enough time. But fuck it.
That's not an acquiesce.
What is that?
That's you didn't acquiesce because you didn't go to Starbucks because of lack of time. That doesn't qualify as a correct answer.
What if I was okay with being late, but then I'm like, I don't want to be late? It's still not the same?
No, it's still not. No.
Make that shit again.
Right.
I was just wondering.
And Jay was gonna make sure she let you.
She
nah.
was standing on that shit.
She let you finish it.
Standing on business.
Stepped on my shit.
Standing on business.
Say the definition again.
Textbook or
yeah, know. Textbook.
Textbook is to accept something. To accept something reluctantly but without protest.
So basically going for anything or forgiveness. Is that forgiveness? Because without protest mean, what without protest mean?
I think like
it means you're not putting up a fight.
Yeah.
See, like, we're bringing up slaves again. But like slaves, some slaves accept it. Y'all crazy. Some slaves.
Not as
it's just like sluts.
This nigga said slut. This nigga said slut, huh?
I like you been saying like, slut.
Sluts too, though.
Like, what?
Except.
Yeah. No, that's you know right. You're yeah. right. You say slut. Yeah. No, he's actually right. Like, that's like sluts knowing damn well they don't want to have sex with this man, but he's giving them money, so they're going to accept it and do it without any type of anything because he paid for it. Even though they don't want to, they're reluctant to.
They want
to.
The money.
They're reluctant to do the sexual act that he's asking for. But it don't matter now. I'm not going to put up a fight.
That's just like, hey, I really don't want to get sodomized, but I need to pay my rent.
So I'm going to do it. Sodomized. I'm reluctant, crazy. But I'm going to do it.
Okay.
You were right. It's like sluts.
Slaves and sluts, huh?
No, that's not what he said.
Slaves, what?
He said he was talking about slavery, but everybody else thought he was about to say
let's
sluts.
Let's just nip that.
Yeah, it's just basically going with something that you really don't want to go with without protest. You're just like, all right, I'm going to just go with it.
Okay, I got a perfect fucking example.
Being married?
Not just being married, just that too, but. I do that shit all the time.
What, acquiesce?
Yeah. If that's what it is, what she just said.
Yeah, going along with something you really don't want to do.
Going along with something,
you know what I'm saying?
Without a fight.
So it's compromise. It's kind of like settling, but to a certain extent, it could be compromised too.
Yeah, right. Because at the end of the day, you never know. And then sometimes you go along with some shit, it work out in your favor.
Yeah.
That you ain't want
to
do.
But you also don't know who had to acquiesce on your behalf. To your benefit as well. Because somebody may have not wanted to do something that they did for you, and they did it anyway.
That's true.
I got an epitome of an example of acquiescing.
Let's go.
When Trey got in the car.
He wanted
boys,
to.
Boys in the hood.
When he got out, it's acquiescing. He wanted some smoke.
No, he wanted smoke, but he didn't really
he wanted to. He got out the car.
He didn't really want to complete the task.
Listen, I'm going to tell you
he wanted to get back.
Trey wanted smoke, right? That's a good... Trey wanted smoke, but his morals made him get out the car. He still wanted smoke when he was getting out the car. Mm-hmm. But he said, this ain't for me. His morals... So he was acquiesced that he got out that motherfucker. He wanted to go do somebody, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? His mind will make, and he wanted something done. But he got out of the car knowing that this just ain't for me.
Yeah.
You think the ride was just too long? You know, when the ride was too long, you got to think about it.
Would have bent that corner. Yeah. We just saw Trey hanging out there. Like, them niggas been on that first block. Trey would have got off with that goddamn, that 4-4 man. So he was too mad. But he had too much time to think, like, damn. These nigga gangster for real, bro. This ain't even for me. I want them nigga. I hope them nigga kill them nigga. But let me out,
I
want to
go
bro.
Play ball, man.
Yeah, this
let me out, though.
Yeah.
Let me out, man.
You know what I'm saying? He still wanted something for that.
He decided not
see,
to
see, the next day,
out.
He still like, y'all get them niggas?
Yeah. Please tell me y'all did.
He decided not to crash out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got out without...
reluctantly got out.
He didn't reluctantly.
So fight back.
I'm just trying to get it off.
Put your boots on, nigga.
The nigga really wanted somebody, boy.
He did.
Yeah.
He wanted somebody, but he fucked up.
That was a bad example, okay.
No, that's actually good.
It was in reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think a lot of people acquiesce in their careers?
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Especially working like corporate.
Like you said, you didn't want to go work at Kroger just to get benefits, but you had to pay your bills.
Yeah. It was a school, but yeah, same thing.
My next question was, you worked at Kroger?
Hell no.
That nigga said that shit so smooth. Yeah, it was a school.
I actually died some shit like that because I got accepted to work at Walmart, and I got did the background check and everything. I'm like, I don't want to work at no fucking Walmart. I just never went back.
It's and a big lot shout out to that, all the people who work at Walmart.
Yeah, it's a lot of people that work at Walmart and come up.
Walmart.
It just went for COVID.
It's just
any kind of 9-to-5 job where you make an honest living is salutable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. But again, that's perspective. Mm-hmm. You should start somewhere. Yeah. They said they need else's. About what? When
I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You know, my first job was Burger King.
Real?
My first job was Foot Locker at Greenbrier Mall.
I absolutely 100% believe that.
No. East Lake Golf Course absolutely. Was my first job.
No,
a golf course?
Yeah.
He was a caddy?
Golf course was some, was that wasn't no glorious job.
You was getting tipped?
Yeah, barely. East Lake Golf Course. You know about East Lake?
I mean, we tried to get...
What was your first job, babe?
You know, I tried to get a job one time with Shantae trying to do right.
Like, what was it?
It was a pie company. It was a pie company that make pies up there in Edgewood.
Yeah.
We got up, walked up to the pie company and got down.
I am laughing before he get it out.
Some bullshit.
Oh God!
We worked for exactly 16 minutes. Think I'm lying? She on the way down and shit. They had her at one spot. Had me goddamn scooping. I was scooping
the filling.
Yeah, not the filling. What it is? The dough. Yeah. Shit like digging dirt. Hey, did you have... like 5-6 scoop like hell. They went over there, they had her over there doing similar line fast shit. I was like, hey, let go. Let's go.
You had a flashback when
took
you
took them gloves off, got up out there, motherfucker.
When you was in that Drake video, you had a flashback.
That boy Apple Dapple.
Drake and Future were using it. At the Mrs. Winters joint.
Bro, I was working like hell at that goddamn job from 16 minutes. No cap.
Not hell.
They ever get your money for the 16 minutes?
Yeah, they sent us some money, oh, okay, too. They sent us like $30 or some shit. I don't know. Yeah.
Damn.
Shit.
For 16 minutes? They got to
pay for the first minute. First hour, I meant.
Oh. Y'all niggas, 30 an hour?
Y'all niggas for this.
That's two people. Y'all niggas y'all 30 to bust up.
I don't know. I think they made a pay up for you know, the orientation too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you had to do that. Yeah, they pay you for that.
The first shit, they're talking. This shit wasn't in. They're talking cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they paid you for the orientation.
Digging ditches? No, man. That shit just wasn't for me, man. I just couldn't handle nigga. Now, if I had a job, if I would have got a job that I could freelance, like looking on my shoulder, nigga, like looking like, you doing it? I can't handle y'all like that. Like somebody, what you
call it? Micromanaging.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I'm too free spirited. I'm too want to goddamn.
You going to buck text on purpose.
Yeah, I just want to text. I want to look at my phone here and there. Like, y'all think I'm finna just be goddamn a rope? No, I can't do that. Get AI to do it.
Get AI. Get AI
to do it. What Allen Iverson got to do with this? Why you looking at me like that?
Speaking of, no, I'm just playing. Dang.
Random. 16
minutes.
Nah. Oh. AI shit getting crazy. I seen they can do videos now, too.
What you mean, videos? No, they've been calling scamming old people for the last 2 years with that shit.
No, like, you can type in, like, you know how you can type, like, ChatGPT, you can say, hey, make a caption about this. You can, they got technology now where they say, create a video about this. And it'll be, like, some real in-depth shit, like people walking through a snowy landscape on Christmas Eve type shit. And it'll be that.
Oh, yeah. See, now I'm scared. Now, they got that AI that's calling people parents acting like they were kidnapped. Yeah, or like they're in jail and they have to send ransom.
Mm-hmm. Real shit?
And they can regenerate the person's voice.
Yeah.
Like, if you say, like, hey, like if a kidnapper person called me and said, hey, we got Kodak, in the event that I actually found a fuck to give and I wanted to save you, they could fucking put, like, your voice on the phone, like, Hey
Jay, come get me.
Yeah, like, you know, this big homie baloney, or you know what I'm saying, some shit that I would identify with and make me think that, like, you were really sad.
But that's the shit AI would do, but that's kind of the inaccuracy of AI, because I would never call myself that. You say that. So if a nigga call you like, hey, this big homie baloney, hang up.
But I think with that shit being said, you should have code words.
Yeah. Mm. Especially if you're somebody of major importance that it could really actually possibly happen to.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's crazy right now.
Yeah, they did it to a lady.
If I ever get caught on camera, I'm going to just be like, man, no way. Like, just even the bitch, right? You know how them hoes be trying to take pictures of you and shit. Man, that bitch use AI. That's what it's really going to come
down to. But they got that shit. They got that shit now.
Yeah, what? They really do.
They do got that shit now where somebody could Photoshop your picture on somebody else.
The lady that they took daughter, she said her daughter was crying and her daughter was talking to her, but the cries and the way that her daughter was talking to her is no way you couldn't have told her that was her really her daughter.
Yeah.
And they was asking for ransom.
They got, it's going to sound crazy, but hear me out. They got actually porns now that you can digitally add your favorite celebrity face to the porn.
And you would know.
Kodak would definitely know.
First of all,
It was an ad.
What type of ad porn? What type of porn ad?
On porn.
Oh.
Huh? They didn't send that ad to me.
I thought he just saying like an ad came through across Instagram or something.
Nah, the ad was on a porn video. So I was about to watch a porn and I saw that.
And then
that.
You clicked that and paid for it?
No, I didn't. No, I don't pay for porn.
This is wild. Do y'all realize that we always somehow find our way to porn or what Kodak is doing in the bedroom every episode?
Because Kodak
is a very interesting person.
Nasty, man.
Disgusting. Oh.
Excuse me for having sex. My bad.
Yakety yak. Don't come back.
Watching porn ain't got shit to do with having sex, bro.
What? Okay.
Okay, guys. Let's get ready for random thoughts.
Random thoughts.
Let's do a random thought. Okay. I'm going to go first this time. And I'll go second. Okay. So, all right. So they tell you not to settle in a relationship. So why is it called settling down if you're not supposed to settle?
Because everybody does it.
Yeah. That's a damn good one.
Think about it. They tell you don't settle. But then when you get with somebody and then y'all stuck, it's like, we settled down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it saying that y'all both settled down? Like y'all both decided, I'm going to settle with this person. Mm.
That's cold right there.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, basically, everybody's settling in a relationship, right?
Yeah. I feel like most people do because most people not going to get their dream person.
But are you being, what's the word?
Acquiesce. Yes.
No, are you acquiescing?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people acquiesce. A lot of people acquiesce. Yes.
Say it again, babe.
Are you dead?
are you aqua swimming?
Nah, but is that the same thing as selling?
Yes.
You said y'all's kids the aqua tots. What y'all say?
Yes. Cause look, like if I say
I think a little bit.
Like if I say I don't want to take with more than one kid and I end up with a girl that got like three kids, shit, I settled. Cause
if you said that you don't want a chick with more than one kid and you settle for it and you end up staying with a chick with three kids, that mean that bitch got some good head.
Nah, that don't mean that.
What it mean?
What it mean, Scream?
What you said?
You think it, well, y'all men, so y'all would know.
The head made you acquiesce.
Ah! Okay, throat goat.
Eater beater.
Yeah. No, but look, I got a random question.
Random thought.
Go ahead, Jay. Okay, so why do dogs pee and poop at two different times? Like, I took my dog out today so she could go, like, use the bathroom or whatever, and I just happened to be paying attention while she was going to the bathroom. She pooped first. And then, like, a minute or two later, she peed.
And they do it in different spots. But they do it in different spots.
But
like, piss ain't coming out and shit out your ass at the same time.
No, listen, but...
Oh, you're right.
You sit down till you have to shit. That's
yeah,
the only
but you pee first.
You pee first and you sit down and you have to shit.
But my dog pooped first and then peed.
You might shit first sometimes.
Sometimes.
No, you pee first and then wait on that shit to come out.
In the morning. If you run to the bathroom, you got to shit. You gonna straight shit. Sit down for a minute. You might have to pee too.
Yeah.
But that was good.
If your stomach hurt like a motherfucker, you run to the bathroom. That shit coming out first.
You right.
I ain't never really thought about it like that.
You need it till you shit back there. You run the thought.
Damn, that's a good
one. That cold though, nigga. You ain't never. I ain't never pissed. And shit it.
Because you don't have to sit down to pee. You don't have to sit down to pee.
That's like, yeah, that ain't right.
No, you got to ask a woman. Woman.
Like, piss coming out your pussy and shit coming out your butt at the same time.
But you pee first and then you poop.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Poo, poo, pee, pee?
No, you pee first.
The dog pooped first. All right,
so if you had the shit, when you run in the bathroom, what's coming out first?
You gonna boo boo first.
Then you sit there for a minute after you don't got the first three at the end to.
And then you probably gonna pee.
Then you probably pee too.
And then you go back to the boo boo.
Yeah.
You go back.
Yeah.
And that shit about to come out. I just ain't never seen it come out at the same time. Like, nigga, just something wrong with
but
you.
But do that happen when people have like diarrhea or they like.
Yeah.
When people have like diarrhea and they like probably stomach diarrhea. Hurting. Yeah. And they throwing up and peeing.
I've
done that before. I've been like fucked up sick. And everything just came out. The poop, all that shit.
Sweating,
yeah.
All that shit.
Yeah.
That
throw up and shit combo is crazy. That's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that be like mad that like when you get in the shower and all of a sudden you have to like pee or take a dump? Like while you're in the shower?
You got to pee in the shower. Just...
Nah, you can't poop in the shower though. I said poop.
I said pee.
But have you
do you get mad at that? Like,
I'm gonna tell you what I get mad at: taking a shower and then my phone ringing is all the way over there. Like, damn!
You gotta get out tiptoe naked.
And then when you touch your phone, you get a little drops on the shit.
Won't even open.
Yeah, don't even open. Now you don't miss a call. Why the fuck you get out of the shower in the first place? Then
crazy. They let us know how attached we are to our phone.
Yeah, that shit brazy.
My phone be like right there on the thing.
It's on you, big homie.
Nah, it's on one of those.
Speaking of dogs, I'm saying, why they call it hen dog?
You want to find out?
Because that shit makes you bark. It makes you growl. Yeah. Rawr.
That's why they call it hen dog.
It turn you to a dog.
Yeah.
A
little rock roller.
That's why they call that cheap ass wine Mad Dog 2020. Rawr.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Arf,
arf.
So I feel like it's crazy that so it's a lot of artists like in the city of Atlanta and across the nation, the world really, that'll never be as big as they supposed to be because they ain't had the right, they met the right person, they don't have the right push behind them, and shit, they just, it's not in the cards for them.
Yeah, not in the cards. That's the biggest thing. Everybody not gone.
Yeah, like it's so many people in the city that I've heard that is just hard. Like, damn, this is some stadium shit, but they sitting there working their 9 to 5, probably done got discouraged and lost hope before they big
some
moment.
Some of those people have become acquiesced to their situation, though.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to take risks. You got to take chances. You got to believe in yourself more than everybody else. So.
Yeah, and sometimes people just don't believe in themselves. Like, it's been a few, like, damn, this wait a little bit. Next thing you know, like, 5 months later, they doing some shit that they ain't got shit to do with them.
Every time you hear,
and it's hard to get back into it once you're not into the groove of this shit.
But I'm saying, like, on some success shit, like, every time you hear about people just exploding and becoming huge, Jeff Bezos, they all put it all on the line. Mm-hmm. Every time. Like, 99% of the
so
time.
So how do you convince somebody that that's what it takes shit. if they're not ready?
Convince. I ain't finna tell you what to do and you blame me because you went it. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like back to the job down. Like, Kodak, you probably ain't going to end up doing what you want to do. It ain't going to work if you just keep working your job.
Yeah.
Then you got to figure out, all right, am I willing to leave my job? Because you didn't just leave your job and get another job.
Yeah, no, I was sitting, your job. I was sitting down for a few months.
It called me like, bro, I ain't got no job. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I was hustling. I was hustling. I had the Dogecoin shit going on. I was doing all the digital coin shit you can do to make money.
So look at what the human being can do when they back against the wall.
Nah, that's what happens every time, man. You either gonna do one or two things, man. When it's like that, you either gonna fold or you gonna roll or fold. Hoe up or blow up.
That's the end of it.
You gonna make history or you gonna make an excuse. A lot of people, it's real common to see people make excuses to why they can't be great. Oh, I couldn't do it because this person didn't do something, or this happened back in my past. Like, I don't nobody give a fuck about. And it's so insensitive to say, but don't nobody care about that shit. Don't nobody care about the excuse but you.
Mm-hmm.
Random thought, man. Who was the first person to catch a nut? Was it Adam?
Shit, Adam was sterile, wasn't he?
I'm just saying, who the first?
He took his rib, made the woman, and then he.
But he ain't fuck her and make her.
No, he didn't. But I'm saying, like,
but what
he made more people. Allegedly.
Yeah, out of who ribs and like body know, parts like, and shit.
Who the first nigga? To
you mean who? Basically, who's the first nigga to experience sexual pleasure?
Yeah,
and did he know what he was doing?
It's supposed to be Adam.
Allegedly, was he Cain?
Can you imagine how whoever that nigga was, how funky that shit was that he was hitting?
Oh, that but hold on. So let me say something. Let me say something. So if two people started, all people, right? Had to.
It was actually a nigga in his rib, from my understanding.
Okay, look, let me say this. I'm saying if two people actually started, what do you call us? What we are?
Society.
Humanity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call it?
Humanity.
Humanity.
Yeah. Okay, if two people started humanity, right?
The human race.
God started, they say he brought one dude and made a woman out of his rib, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they had a child. They had one child.
Yeah.
Mary, Jesus, and Joseph.
Who?
That is not.
No. The child's name was
Cain and Abel.
No.
Nah.
Oh my god. What the hell are you talking about?
That was two boys.
This is what I'm saying.
What
the hell? They didn't have two boys.
So okay,
they just had one boy.
Yes.
Right. In a manger.
Ain't nobody in here going to Sunday.
Who he got pregnant?
Who, Adam?
The baby?
The baby. Did he get his sister pregnant? Because she had to have two for him to get somebody to fuck, right?
Oh, shit.
Like, a lot of this shit don't be making sense.
So does that mean that we're all a product of incest?
All right.
Because how?
That's the only way.
The Adam and Eve's kids were Cain,
so
Abel,
so how is incest illegal if
Cain,
that is how we were created?
There was three kids.
Cain,
three,
Abel,
three
and Seth.
Three boys? Yes.
So who the fuck they hit?
So they was triplets? I know. Don't tell me that one of these niggas had a baby.
They had to have sex with their mama.
Oh, shit.
It's getting dark.
If they didn't have...
Dun, 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 dun.
If they didn't... If
message!
Who they hit?
They said they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big fat.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
But why did daddy just couldn't keep doing it?
Keep doing what? They said they only had three kids.
They had three kids.
But they could have kept, he could have kept popping her and having more kids.
They didn't say it though. What they saying? What happened?
Hold on. The human family tree.
What they say, girl?
Hold on.
That's crazy.
It's more. The book of Genesis mentions three of Adam's and Eve's children, Cain, Abel, and Seth. But genetics, by tracing the DNA patterns found, people throughout the world have identified lineages descended from 10 sons of a genetic Adam and 18 daughters of Eve. So they had a lot of kids and they were just fucking each other. But that's still incest.
Cause in them kids,
because the sons had to fuck the daughters down.
Yeah, like eventually, then they started branching out.
Yeah,
no.
That's deep.
That's deep.
You said 18 daughters of Eve and 10 sons of Adam?
Yeah, like 18. Like
10. But they said it one but two people.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve, right?
When they say 10 sons, I mean, of course, the dad got the sons, the mother has the daughters.
So did this nigga take 10 of his ribs and make 10 people?
I don't think we got 10 ribs.
Nah, man.
Wait, how did they make people out of
ribs? That's the real question. How did these babies happen?
No, they say God did. You know, like a miracle.
How did we have
God
babies?
God did.
In the Bible.
God did it?
Oh, yes, he did.
Y'all lost me with this one.
We waited all the way for that. I thought you were gonna have a sample pack.
I don't know either.
You just need a thumb down.
But at the end of the day,
I thought she was gonna be like, no, see what had happened was God did this, and this.
But so where did Sodom though, and Gomorrah right? come from?
I don't know none of this.
Sodom and Gomorrah was a city that God burned down because there was all that being ratchet. Really, Atlanta, like the modern day Sodom and Gomorrah.
I'm saying so.
Yeah.
So that's the end of.
That's the end.
That's the end of random thoughts.
Sodom
and Gomorrah was a notoriously sinful city in the biblical book of Genesis, destroyed by sulfur and fire because of their wickedness.
But the thing about it, somebody need to explain that to us. How did it start? If all this stuff that's in the Bible saying that you don't supposed to have sex with family member, how did we start? If it was just two people,
well, that's what.
And I think Sodom and Gomorrah is more like Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
That's what Blanco Brown was saying though. Like it was written in Hebrew, so by the time it made it to us, it clearly has been remixed.
But also,
if I read the Bible, I just read songs. But also, I just read songs.
But some of that shit don't make sense.
I feel like we can't look at it from like a human and like realistic landscape because like a few pages before this shit happened, a nigga created the earth with what.
Yeah, no, for sure. I don't think it's meant. Yeah. I don't think it's meant to be taken literal.
Me neither. I think all that, but the thing about it is how we take all of it literal. Then how we take
we
the shit,
can't.
How do we take the shit literal that we? This is just like in a case, right? If they find your ass guilty, they got to find you guilty without a reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we got shit in this book to doubt, how the fuck do we take this book serious?
Without reason,
I don't understand that.
I'm with you when you're right, but I think that you could read the same, like you could read the same verse that I read, and then I can have a church and you can have a church, but you're gonna explain to your church completely different from the way that I explain to my church.
I guarantee you, anybody that read that book, they have some doubt.
But to what he's saying, if we are supposed to live our lives by this, we need to make it a little bit more because niggas are starting wars over this shit and off our own interpretation.
Yeah,
like folks is dying.
I think that's why some people just kind of step back from religion and just
do their own thing.
Choose to be spiritual. Yeah, I believe in God.
I read the Quran, I read the Bible, I read all of them.
That's the truth.
But there's some powerful. There's some powerful stuff in them, but I don't take them word for word, top to bottom. I've read the Bible and the Quran, and it's like it's some powerful stuff in there that is true.
Well, no, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going off of. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that's in there.
Yeah.
Because it's man-made. Somebody had to type them words or write
exactly. They just like if I were writing a book about goddamn string. I'm finna overdo it for him.
This nigga built iHeart with his bare hands.
I'm finna over the book of bank gonna be this nigga. I saw this nigga walk on water with weights in his pockets. He's supposed to sunk.
That's funny.
Yeah. He had all his what DJ else am I gonna equipment say? On his head.
So you say that's like the story of Jesus. Like, yeah. Jesus.
Hold up, man.
Straight up, that shit cap. How you, it's cap.
Huh?
Listen, hold up. Like
cap
dude said,
cap.
What's cap about
what's the
it?
Word?
It's cap. This cap mean it's a lot of extra put on it. Like the dude said.
Okay.
Why there's not a book in the Bible from a woman? They couldn't tell a story. So
because the man's supposed to lead. That's why.
Yeah, the man's supposed to lead, baby.
So
you
that's
right.
Why.
I understand that, but we still want to hear, baby, what you saw. We still want to hear what you saw.
But women really weren't even highlighted.
Weren't they? There were
the
no rules
until Mary.
The end.
The whore.
The second book.
Mary wasn't the whore.
Who's the whore?
Who had Jesus?
Yeah.
They accused her because it's like, how did you get pregnant?
You talking about Jezebel?
No, it was Jesus had a whore.
He saved a prostitute.
Yes, that's
but
what
it
I'm
wasn't
talking
Mary.
About.
Mary popped up pregnant, and they basically like, how you get pregnant? And she's like, I don't know. This is a miracle. And they're like, nah,
Mary Magdalene.
You're a whore.
That was
so,
the mama.
So Mary wasn't yeah. proud. Was so proud Mary.
So Mary,
that
was the mama. So Mary got the notorious lie in the book that she took to her death that this just happened and it's a nigga that somewhere ain't saying, bro, I'm the one fucked up. That's a, it, like, what else is going on, bro? Like, yeah. when that has not happened again, ever.
The randomness of thoughts.
Shouldn't that has happened again?
It's probably has, it probably never, has happened before, like there. Recently.
I mean, but what? But hey, but look, plot twist though. Plot twist though. What if the nigga? Hold on, Kodak. Hold on, 1 second. What if? What? Listen, bro. I was just thinking about this shit. My wheels are turning. Right. What if the nigga that fucked Mary had a wife? And that's why he kept
that's
quiet.
What I'm trying to tell you. And they would have got their head cut off back then. So somebody came to me in the middle of the
or
night.
Or stoned or anything. Like, any kind of crazy shit, Shante bro. Face.
That's the truth, though.
Shante face is priceless. That need to be the episode.
Bro, that's the truth. Right. Listen. If
this
I
nigga
was the nigga
speak on it, bro.
Was in the place
so he just let this whole live
Mary.
With this lie.
Thank you.
Yes. That's what happened.
You bro, listen. No, we're just, these are random thoughts.
Yeah.
These are random thoughts. What I'm saying is everything is questionable, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying everything is questionable. This like this is gonna, well, gonna
to what he's saying, history is always written by the motherfuckers that won.
Thank
like
you.
In every war, history
anything
is
that was
cuz listen, look, you know how they trying that's to the they, truth they, right try, they trying they trying to rewrite American history now. Like they're saying slavery wasn't slavery and it was like they were just here as volunteers or some shit like that. And they can I'm so serious.
They can
try to do that if the people who experienced it die off or they're silenced. But we know what happened.
Mm-hmm. But we ain't gonna but we can't never say we were there.
Yeah, we can't say we were there. We can
yeah,
just,
we don't know. We don't know.
So that's why you have to keep retelling these stories because slavery wasn't that long ago. Like in the history of the world, it wasn't that long ago. So the people that are still experienced it, people's grandmothers, great grandmothers, they were there. So as long as they're still telling those stories, they cannot sell us this lie of slavery being something that was optional.
On that note,
if it's a book and it's been written, it could have been switched up, just like Christopher Columbus discovered America.
Fuck Christopher Columbus.
Nah, just like all the shit.
Oh my
that,
god!
That's
you like been. Christopher Columbus?
I don't.
Who the fuck is that? I have big people over here for doing like, bro. All this shit is cap. Like I ain't now one of them woke nigga, but I ain't no dumb nigga neither.
Oh my god! Yeah,
I'm just being real. Like
Columbus real though. When you,
he real at what?
He real as in he was one
He's
of the people that came over
fucking
here.
Fucking idiot.
And started
but he
robbing.
Start, yes.
He the first
yeah,
robber
sure.
to come to America.
For sure.
He
the first robber.
For sure.
He came yeah. over here with the sticks.
That's came over here with the sticks. Them folks were born there. They shoot
with
hot
musket.
Balls at the motherfucker like.
The musket.
Oh, this shit's a fire. It's a fire in this era.
Shit done got different. Put that at right in here. Y'all ain't got these.
They make us celebrate.
Yeah,
they
stand
make
down.
They got these upgrades.
They make us celebrated. That's crazy. Them celebrated.
I don't think it's celebrated. It's called something.
God.
It's like
Indigenous People Day.
Yeah, Indigenous
Come
People
on,
Day.
No, they used to have Christopher Columbus Day when I was in elementary.
Yeah, we was in elementary 30 years ago.
Oh. I just don't believe shit, bro.
Yeah, he didn't even know he was in America. The nigga thought he was in the Bahamas.
The moral is to believe in God.
But who the fuck had,
nah, for sure.
Who
yeah,
the fuck
it.
Said
I ain't even
Bahamas
just talking about
the,
I ain't even just talking about
then.
I ain't even just
the
talking
Bahamas
about
area.
The Bible. I'm talking about even definitions of shit. Certain definitions we read. I don't even
like
that.
I always said.
Like, why black got to be darkness and white have to be pure? And we black.
Who decided fuck was a cuss word?
Black. Why black
the
can't
FCC.
Be pure?
Black is pure.
I'm just saying, like,
no, I feel
who's the fuck to say what how things go?
Who decided that titty was a synonym for breast?
Huh?
What the fuck is happening?
Yeah,
I'm just saying, bro. Like, people yeah. be making no shit out of thin air and be running with it, bro.
Yeah, I'll right. Believe
it,
so
it should be hard to believe, bro. Because I know a nigga can go on his Instagram right now and show the world some shit that they'll believe that is false.
And then a million people gonna take it and run with it. Now it's facts.
Shit, that's
it's
what Orlando facts. Brown be doing.
You said Chris Brown?
Orlando Brown. He just be on the internet saying random shit like, shit, he right. This nigga is on drugs. Y'all believe folks saying crazy
just
shit?
Just because a nigga on drugs
don't
mean he lying.
I'm not going to believe a nigga on drugs.
Shit.
You got to believe.
You got to believe.
I know plenty
some
of the, nigga,
believe.
Every nigga you believe on drugs. They just ain't strung out.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm not believing a nigga strung out on drugs.
Shit, a nigga strung out telling they truth.
They be the ones telling the truth, for real.
I don't believe that.
Shit. The more you drink that hen, the more shit you going to say that's true. You've been that God gonna come off.
And that's when the real you is gonna come out.
Damn.
All the shit that you've been wanting to say, like a drunk mind and a high mind.
Speak sober thoughts.
Yes.
Well, that's random thoughts for this episode.
That's good shit. Thoughts, that's a big fact.
That's how it's not real shit. That's when people be like, man, I was drunk. I was just tripping. No, you weren't.
You was for real.
You were dead ass.
But do you hold into
you
that?
You just didn't have the courage to say it without that juice.
Do you hold into that, though?
Yeah.
Huh?
Do you hold them to that?
Overly.
I honestly believe that whatever
you'll
you
fuck
say,
around and you'll fuck around and let a nigga trick you somewhere and kill you trying right. not to believe you're some right. shit you're that right. he really said from his you're heart right. when he was right. drunk or under the influence of yeah. some other shit see, that made him speak the truth.
Well, a nigga knows. See, when a nigga, the ass whipping you supposed to put on a nigga while he drunk, I'm going to beat your ass about the disrespect. Then by the time you wake up, you ain't going to want to be my friend no more anyway, so I ain't going to knock your ass up. But you drunk.
Bing, 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 bing,
you said the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying? You did the wrong shit. Now you bop, bop, did what him? Since you don't remember.
I'm crying.
So niggas came in and jumped you, bro.
No, the truth. You said this and I popped your ass out.
Put them jumper shit. Cables on your ass.
Yeah, the jumper old school.
Them beaters.
That's crazy.
You ever had the beaters put on your screen?
No. No beaters, sorry.
Shit.
Yeah, I pray it never happens.
You ever had beaters put on you?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I'll be honest, boy. A nigga beat my ass in middle school, boy.
I got into it with a nigga in middle school. He rode my school bus. What was that nigga's name? His name was... I can't even remember the nigga's name. I ain't gonna call it anyway, but... Man, because I used to carry my lunch to school every day because my mom used to make my lunch and shit.
For sure.
But I had an igloo, like this big-ass igloo lunchbox. Man, that nigga tried me, man. That next day on that bus, I wore his head out with my lunchbox and got suspended and couldn't even go out the country with my class. Man, I was so mad. Yeah.
What grade was this?
This was sixth grade.
This is on the west side.
Though, APS, right?
No, I went to school in Buckhead.
Oh, for real?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why
my
she, that's why she was going out of the country.
Mm.
Yeah, we were going to France.
Oh yeah, they ain't having that.
Yeah, they weren't the Caucasoids were not trying.
You're not
to
about
that.
To embarrass us in front of these French fries.
Yeah, they weren't fucking with me.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, we appreciate y'all tapping in to another Big Facts Friday. Check us out at www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
Till next week, Big Facts Friday is a wrap. Visit www.bigfactspod.com.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah.
and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.